Her name is Susie. S-U-S-Y. Susie.
Uh-huh.
Is that how you would say that?
I would say Sussy, but...
Sussy?
But that's me.
Okay.
It's she, just me.
We'll call her Sussy then.
Okay.
Sussy. She was trying to re-enter the U.S., going through one of the pedestrian gate pot, because she obviously wasn't driving, and she had some burritos in a bag.
Burritos in a bag. A bag of burritos?
Mm-hmm. And the drug sniffing dog freaked out as she was walking through. So they stopped her. The burritos were stuffed with $3,000 worth of meth.
Ah. You gotta love the meth burritos.
Yeah. So there was no guacamole or anything else. Pico de gallo, just meth. It's about a pound worth $3,000 roughly. So they arrested her. And she said she was just supposed to be delivering it to a third party, and she was going to be paid $500, but she didn't know anybody's name or anything. So she's in big trouble, federal jail. See you later. She's locked up until her trial.
I'm pretty sure she's not...
She's not getting out on no bail. And in related drug trafficking charges with... food. This also happened during the week in other parts of the United States. This one was in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They confiscated over 1,400 pounds of marijuana that were stuffed inside coconuts. Over 2,000 coconuts were stuffed with over 1,400 pounds of marijuana.
I'll tell you, if these people that smoke pot could put their minds to better use... I mean, that's ingenious. It really is. To stuff coconuts with marijuana.
And the funny part is in the picture, they cut the top off, but then they put the top back on so it looked like the coconut wasn't open. But where their stupidity came in was they shrink-wrapped them. So they wrapped them in plastic wrap. Each coconut.
Well, then...
So now it just looks like a bunch of marijuana coconuts in the back of the trunk. So yeah, they got busted. And the last one was in...
This is your daughter. And she just...
And she just smuggled cocaine. This happened in Brooklyn.
I wish I knew all these stories. I would have had, some pretty cool drops.
In Brooklyn, they were trying to...
Brought a board of coconut, he bought it for a dime. His sister had another, but she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut. Yeah, but it wasn't lime. Same color. She called the doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take. I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. All right.
You would totally get it into the...
Hey,
I'm laughing at you.
I want some some pot in the coconut.
Making my eyes. Oh, this last one is funny. It's even funnier than the other two.
Okay.
This happened in Brooklyn, New York, and two guys were trying to receive the shipment of frozen fish.
Mm.
And it had 20 kilos of cocaine in it. They got busted big time.
What was it?
There was 20 kilos of cocaine from Guyana. Yeah, that came in through New York, and they were trying to pick up the shipment, that these two guys, and they had 20 kilos of cocaine stuffed inside the frozen fish.
Where are you finding these drug stories? What's going on?
I'm stealth on the computer.
Oh, yeah,
so they got busted.
Oh.
Fish. Give me that devil fish. What if it were you hanging up on this wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all.
Why not get your own filet?
All right. That was a question. Oh. Oh, we had a caller.
okay. Caller hung up. Well, no. Right.
Oh, it still shows that he's there.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's Cookie.
WMFO, you're live on the air. Please do not swear. And you did not win the Bob Dylan tickets.
Chad's there.
All right. Cookie, what's up?
The fish that they found, the cocaine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That must have been one heck of a smelly snort. I'll tell you that.
They didn't get to snort it. They got caught.
Well, maybe that's why they wanted to get caught.
Maybe.
What's up, brother?
Real fish story, you know.
What's up?
That's a real good fish story you're telling.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know. Hey, we're going to have plenty of fish at the barbecue on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. All
right. That's just a joke. It's not code for anything, trust me.
Special request for Memorial Day.
What do you got, buddy?
Sergeant Barry Sandler, Green Beret.
Green Beret. I can probably do that, I'm sure.
That's a pretty good, I think it'll kind of fit, you know?
Yeah, sure, why not? We were both in the Army.
Yeah, I was Air Force, but that's, you were Army.
Yep. Oh, you were Air Force. I thought you were Army.
That's right. No, I was Air Force.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do any time over or anything, but I mean, I did some time.
Hey, we both did it, brother.
On my own, you know?
Absolutely. You got to turn down your radio, dude. I can hear the echo.
Yeah,
you can hear yourself?
Okay.
I can hear it in the background. Oh. Now. Yeah. Well, so, you're going to come by on Sunday?
I'm going to try to get by this album.
All right.
From it all.
All right, get,
I'll call you when I'm done working.
Yeah, absolutely. I will be there all day, all night, because, you know,
right.
No work got Monday it. For any of us.
Right.
Okay. So I might do, but that's all right.
And give Fossil a call. I haven't heard from him.
All right. Who?
Fossil.
Ronnie. Okay.
Yep. All right. Good to hear from you.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling in, man.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye, Cookie.
Bye-bye.
All right. The Cookie Man. Oh, it's always good to hear from him. There we go.
Our two biggest fans called today.
They did. Very, very true. So, okay, I'll take 3:08 in the afternoon. We're going to take a quick break after that phone call. And what we'll do is I'll play this song for Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, if you have any more silly stories. Otherwise, we'll just come back with some nonsense. And we'll talk about what's going on this weekend and what you guys can do if you haven't already made plans. Right?
Right.
All right. All right, so tell them what they're listening to, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
I'm sorry. Thanks for taking us out. I had one other thing to say. Like Cookie said, you know, we definitely want to thank, if I haven't already done it 1,000 times, everybody that's serving now as well. You know, this is Memorial Day. It is a day for the fallen, but it is also a day to thank a service member and men and women that are, and I thank you personally. And I tell you, I couldn't be more proud to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your weekend, I guess now. But Monday will be your day. And thank you very much. As from me, okay, enough. And I know Cookie's getting me right back into it. But anyways, this one goes out to you, Cook, and to all our servicemen and women. Thank you.
Soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today.
but only three. In the Green Beret, trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage taken from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chests. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
mama told me when I was young. Said, sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Aye. Oh, take your time, don't live too fast. Troubles will come, and they will pass. You'll find a woman, oh yeah, and you'll find love. And don't forget that there is a someone. What you need now is in your soul, and you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be
Shine Down, Simple Man, doing the cover from Lynyrd Skynyrd, and if I do say so myself, just my opinion, but Shine Down kills it.
They do.
Welcome back to the show, boys and girls. 326 in the afternoon. Welcome to the Giddy Up. You are here with DJ Pauly B and beautiful Tina Marie. And what is going on with this? Okay. Anyways, welcome back. I will, I had a little problem here.
You did?
A little bit. For our background music there. Our little Seinfeld background music. Well, right now it is... All right, now I'm getting some more accurate weather, I do believe. I'm not sure, but I guarantee the weather for the... I nail it all the time, usually. I am going with another source.
Okay.
Mother Nature.
Okay.
I just tweeted her and she gave me the the weather for Boston this weekend. For this Memorial Day weekend, right now it is 62 degrees, believe it or not. It feels like 62 degrees. Although I'm not outside, but I tell you right now, the humidity is relentless. It really is. It's so it's going to be like tonight is going to be morning. Precipitation's 5%. Oh, but I think we're going to have thunder showers tonight. Yeah, I should have probably looked up my weather before I just started saying it, huh? But chance of thunder showers tonight. It's going to be hazy, overcast, hot and humid. Kind of what I used to call, what I like to call peekaboo clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Peekaboo sun.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Not peekaboo street. It's peekaboo sun the rest of the day. So it's going to be kind of, you know, cloudy, but yeah. Anyways, tomorrow, May 28th, it will be hazy, hot, and humid with a few isolated showers at night. Highs from 88 to 92, believe that? 88 to 92.
I believe it.
That requires a good 9 on the SWAS meter.
Easily.
So,
and the swoob.
Like, I don't even know if it'll hit, if we'll even get any thunder showers. But it is a chance of it. With that kind of humidity, mm-hmm. and the weather.
Absolutely.
Being what it is, there's a chance of that.
The record is 92 degrees.
For what?
For tomorrow.
For tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
1988.
I just said 88 to 92. So, we could break the record tomorrow. And Sunday. Well, Sunday. Saturday is actually my pick of the weekend.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Even though most people will be cooking out. If you're home, we'll be cooking out on Sunday. And probably into Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But Sunday is going to be more so peekaboo sun, as I call it. It's going to be very cloudy, sunny, passing shower or storm even. But that's more west of Boston. And 70s at the coast and the Cape. So if you're down the Cape, you're looking pretty nice for a nice barbecue, you know. Not too hot, not too swassy. And then, unfortunately, kids, Monday, Memorial Day, looks mostly cloudy. With scattered showers, it's not going to be a washout, but yeah, it's going to be the most rain of the weekend, or the long weekend, I should say. And it'll be temps in the I'm going to say low 70s, high 60s, low 70s. That's what I'm going to say. I'm just going by what, you know. What's up?
Nothing.
Okay. Anyway, so my pick of the weekend is tomorrow. If you guys are going to do something outside, I would say. But it'll be a 9 on the SWAS. So,
and swoob.
Sunday shouldn't be bad. I mean, as long as I don't think we're going to get hit with a thunderstorm or anything. So if you're barbecuing, it'll be one of those days, you know. It'll be like, you'll be cool 1 minute,
mm-hmm.
hot the next minute, cool 1 minute. So get the horseshoes out, get the barbecue going, you know, get the fire pit for the night. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, what do you got going on? What do we have going on besides everything. I mean, if people are going away, obviously.
Right, if you're
first
not...
First weekend of the summer.
Yeah, if you're not going away, there's...
Sure. Lay a couple of things
the
on
the only city
for
that's...
For Boston, anyway.
Yeah, the only city that's showing a Memorial Day parade is Somerville. On the 29th, which is Sunday.
They all have them. Don't worry.
I know, but that's the only one showing for the area. Oh. I'm sure everybody's having them, but it just depends on which day they're having it. A good place you could go to over the weekend is the Duckmobile Tour. That's always fun to do around here.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Quack, quack.
There's an evening cruise that leaves out of Long Wharf starting on Sunday. That looks like a fun sunset cruise. Sunday's going to be, you said Sunday's going to be nice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That looks like a nice day. It starts on Sunday.
It'll be cooler. It won't be as humid.
Yeah, but it's the first first night that they're doing it, starting on Sunday. So that would be could be a nice romantic thing to do. Let's see. There's just, you know, the usual shows going on. Blue Man Group. Some musicals going on downtown. Well, not downtown. Where's that? The Theater District? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay. There's some stuff going on down at those places.
Oh, of course. There's always, yes.
And wine tasting.
Wine tasting.
Wine tasting.
Well, that's always a, you know,
at the Boston
plus.
Harbor Hotel.
Okay. So?
I myself will be at dance competition all day tomorrow.
Which is nice with a glass of wine.
I'll be sitting there with some wine.
Yes, of course. Anyways, I'm sorry. I don't know if I train of thought. I don't usually look at the computer when we're live on the air.
Oh, right,
You know I never do it, and that just threw me. Because I wanted to get a correct weather forecast for everybody. But you know what? Every single one of them tells
different.
A different story.
I know.
But I know for a fact... tomorrow's going to be really humid, and Sunday will be the better of the days, but not as sunny, but definitely less
still
humid.
Still nice out, It'll still be nice.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, it is.
As I said, you know, you guys do the right thing and, honor our soldiers, our lost and present, and then you can enjoy your burgers and your dogs and your pasta and potato salad, which I of course love. I love me some potato salad, and if you're a beer person, enjoy your beer. And you know the way to go is grab yourself a keg of beer.
Yeah, right.
You know why?
Why?
How many beers do you think are in a keg?
I don't know. A lot. Well, hundreds.
165, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's what I learned growing up, but not that you're going to drink 165 beers.
Not as a bartender, you didn't learn that. Just growing up, as a kid, you learned that.
Because, as a bartender...
That's what it sounded like.
Well, it's different as a bartender. You don't care.
I know.
But growing up as a kid, that was like a cool fact to tell your friends. You know, hey, why are we buying this 24-pack when we could have a keg for almost... For like $10 more. And have 165 beers for the whole weekend. So, I mean, which is great. Don't get me wrong.
You guys stretched it out for the whole weekend?
No.
Wasn't gone
but
one
no,
day?
That was the thing you say on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but Saturday afternoon, you're going, hey, let's get another keg of beer. So, anyways. So, any recipes that you'd like to lay out there?
I don't have any.
You know?
Recipes?
You don't have any? What are you talking about? Well, this should have been the weekend I could have gave you a nice recipe. If you want to go light, a nice strawberry salad is what I like to do, right? Just for the people that come to your cookouts that are, you know, a little less carnivorous than you are. And don't care about any of the vegetables or sides. Nice, you can mix it up, iceberg, romaine lettuce, slice up some strawberries, and some red onion.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have this wonderful thing called strawberry vinaigrette.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you right now, you cannot go wrong.
No, that's a good salad.
It's a great, great salad. And then you just add whatever you want into it. But I think that is just simple, nice, good to go.
I had that for lunch three times last week.
I should post my, although I don't want to give my secrets out, my potato salad recipe online.
Right, yeah.
Because it is fantastic. Yeah, well, I'm Irish, though, so, I mean, you know, it's inborn in me to just know how to cook potatoes every which way. All right, so 3:36 in the afternoon, I'll play a song, and we'll come back with our goodbyes, our so longs for the weekend.
I have to interrupt you because I need to say goodbye now.
You do? Okay. Well, then, you can say your goodbye now, and then...
Don't you remember I have to leave?
I said you can say your goodbye now.
I know. I just thought you knew.
Okay. Go ahead and say your goodbyes.
Everyone have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. And I will be back next week. And a shout out to the kids. Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina. Oh, did I skip somebody? No. Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina, Miss Emily, Zoe the cat.
Okay. And all the birds and the squirrels in the backyard.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All right, well, Tina Marie, it's been nice seeing you. And, you know, have a great weekend. And hopefully your cookouts will be great.
Yeah, funny.
All right, you guys are stuck with me for the next 20 minutes all by my lonesome. But anyways, I'm going to play this next song, of course. I'm still tributing. I can't not. But, I have to. So, bye, Miss Tina Marie, and enjoy your...
I'm going to leave when you play the song.
Oh, okay. I see. All right.
Silly.
All right. Well, take us out then. How's that?
Okay.
For the weekend.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that. Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, next.
Well, there's people and more people. What do they know? No, no. Go to work in summer. Pays the thrills, the bills that care.
Boys and girls, hey, Little John Cougar, Mellencamp, Pink Houses. If that's not Americana, I don't know what is, truly. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up, 3:50 in the afternoon here in a beautiful 63-degree state of Medford, Boston, which apparently is not true, but I believe it is. And for the time being, anyways. Just want to say a few things. My partner in crime is gone, Tina Marie. She has other engagements, and I want to wish her a very happy Memorial Day weekend. And as well, I would like to wish all of you a very special and very happy Memorial Day weekend as well. And just please, as I know I've stressed it, and I probably sound like a broken record, but just remember what this holiday is all about, and it is for to remember our people have given our given their lives for our country, and as I said, and you know, put a flag down, put a flag up, and if you see a vet, see someone in the military, just thank them, because. That's what this country is made on, blood, sweat, and tears, and unfortunately, life. But that's why we are privileged and, lucky enough to live in the best country in the world. Anyways, I want to say my goodbyes, and of course, it's to all of you, and please have a safe Memorial Day weekend. Don't drink too much, and if you do, make sure it's in your backyard. And, be safe, because we need you around. Thank you guys and girls for listening. I'm DJ Pauly B, and I will be here every week, I guess, and for the rest of my life. Anyways, I want to say, as I always do, I'm going to take a 166-hour break, which is fun. And also, always, as I say, stay Boston strong, but I'm going to say stay America strong this week. Well, every week, but especially this week, stay America strong. And speaking of which, I want to apologize to Mr. Donald Trump, who I love. We didn't have time for him, which is good, because he would have taken up most of the show ranting. But I'm sorry, Donald. And always be a rock, never roll. And as I said once again, you guys are the best. If it wasn't for you, we would not be here. We do it for you because we love you, and we love to make you laugh and start your weekend off right. And hopefully we start this long, beautiful Memorial Day weekend off right for you guys. So until then, till next week. stay safe, kids, and we love you. We'll see you next week. Oh, no, that's it. Don't eat too much.